From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Kerry O'Connor, Paula Poundstone, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how's it going, Peter?
Not too bad, not too bad. Who's this?
This is Rick Letty. I'm from South Pasadena, California.
Oh, beautiful out there. What do you do there?
I'm a magazine art director.
Okay, so you're sort of making the magazine look good?
Yes, so I'm trying.
What magazine do you work for?
It's called Water Shapes. It's a trade magazine.
Water Shapes?
Water Shapes.
What's the trade?
It's people who make high-end fountains and waterfalls and...
Have a magazine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, everybody has a magazine. It's amazing. Trade magazines, everybody has one.
Wow. I subscribe to Trade Magazine magazine.
Yeah.
The magazine for people who make trade magazines.
Yeah, just exactly. So I can keep abreast of what's going on in the industry.
How often does Water Shapes magazine come out?
That comes out once a month.
About as often as Container Shapes magazine,
yes.
Right?
How many different articles about fountains could there be?
Oh, you would be amazed.
I think I would be amazed.
Yeah.
Well, Rick, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play the game in which your job is to tell truth from fiction.
Okay.
Carl, what is Rick's topic?
What could possibly go wrong?
As somebody once said about the best laid plans of mice and men, there's really no telling how badly things can get screwed up. But this week we heard about a very big plan that seems to have a very big potential downside. One that the big thinkers behind it should have seen coming. Our panelists will tell you three stories of people who made no small plans but seemingly have missed out on the looming danger. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's hear first from Paula Poundstone.
Who has these ideas and who types them up for them? Somebody in Auckland, New Zealand, decided that Auckland would use a volcano as a dump site for human waste. It sounds like an accident waiting to happen, but... a volcanologist named Dr. Smith said, I think it's pretty safe. That should quiet any jangling nerves. The waste would also be cleaned, treated, and dried. Once it's full, it would be rehabilitated and turned into a regional park. And remember, Dr. Smith said he thinks it's pretty safe.
A supposedly extinct volcano in New Zealand that will be filled with cleaned, dried, and processed human waste. Your next story of a plan with an obvious flaw comes from Adam Felber.
If you want to buy a scare bear in Utah or Colorado this week, you may just have to wait. Both states have put a temporary halt to sales of the new device. What's a scare bear? Well, it's a sturdy, dome-like machine that you embed in your lawn in bear-plagued areas. The scare bear emits the odor and the subsonic growl of an angry male black bear. This doesn't technically scare invading bears. In fact, it infuriates them. But they spend their time hammering away at the device and not at your garbage cans or your house. Eventually, the bears give up in frustration and leave the area. Sounds great, right? So why the ban? Well, Colorado State Attorney General Nyssa Danforth says, quote, "It was pointed out to us that filling the woods with raging, thwarted, furious bears might not be the greatest thing for public safety." Scare bear inventor Roland Foster was oddly thoughtful about it. Quote, "Lots of angry bears," he mused. "Yeah, we should look into that."
Angry, angry bears. Possibly roaming the woods of the West. And your last story of a big plan with a big problem comes from Kerry O'Connor.
Call it the world's biggest shrinky-dink. Remember public artist Christo's orange gates in Central Park in New York? His new proposed project would surround India's storied Taj Mahal in see-through plastic wrap. You know, think of it as the Saran Mahal. 47 layers of plastic wrap, 15 centimeters thick, and requiring 262 miles of 16-inch wide wrap. "It is truly my masterwork," Christo said in Paris Tuesday. But Indian preservationists have begun a protest campaign saying the sun's heat will cook the plastic wrap to the marble monument, permanently shrink-wrapping it, and essentially ruining one of the wonders of the world. If approved, the wrapping will take 3 years to complete, and the protesters say, 12 years to peel off inch by inch with hand wallpaper scrapers.
Let's review your choices. From Paula Poundstone, a plan to plug up a supposedly extinct volcano with sewage. What could possibly go wrong? From Adam Felber, a device that chases bears away by infuriating them before sending them out into the woods. Or from Kerry O'Connor, the artist Christo's latest plan to shrink wrap, perhaps permanently, the Taj Mahal like it was a pound of hamburger. So, which of these is the real story of a plan whose ramifications were not perhaps fully thought out?
Well, I tell you, always go with your first impression, and mine is always invariably wrong. So, I'm thinking, you know, it sounds just ridiculous enough to be true. Scare bear. I'm going
scare
with
bear. You're
going
to go with scare bear.
I'm going with scare bear.
Because that's the sort of thing that they might think of.
Yeah.
All right. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we found an expert on the real plan in the week's news.
But I suspect they'll pull it off. I'm sure that what they'll do is they'll cover it and they'll make it look nice. Oh, I don't think they need to get worried about getting showered in poop.
That was Cynthia Gardner, volcanologist with the United States Geological Survey, talking about the proposed potential human waste volcano. I'm afraid, Rick, that you were fooled by Adam's convincing scare bear. You did not win our prize, sadly, but you did earn a point for Adam. So thank you for that.
Okay, thank you.
Rick, thank you so much for playing.
Okay.
Hey, Rick?
Yes?
Did you already finish the magazine for this month?
Yes, I did. Even as we were talking.
Really? Well, if you weren't so distracted, maybe you would have found the right story. I see.
Yeah, I know. I blew it. Yeah,
well. I'm going to think of you every time I sip at a fountain.
Good.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.